Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Oh, I'm back.
Hi,
guys. So the spirits are just wild and they're just playing with our technology. If we go in and out or whatever, but I think we're going to be fine. I'm determined for this to all work out. But welcome in, everybody. Welcome to the One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening event for November 2020. And this is Meeting of the Mediums Part 2. I'm so excited about this. We have two incredible guests. Michelle Snelling, which you guys have met before, and she's going to finally be on this week to talk about her incredible aromatherapy, which I have like right behind me. And Melissa Devine, who is also an incredible medium and new to the show. So welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you for having me. And again, I'm so excited to do this. I loved this and it got great feedback from so many people. So I'm so excited to do this again. Especially like the energy today is just like, it feels so ready to just like bring it to everybody. So
it really does. It feels like I feel very happy today. I definitely feel happy today. Oh, here comes Melissa again. We're all going to,
yay.
The energy is awesome today. So I agree with you, Michelle. I'm super excited. And hi, everybody. Lots of people already joining in and commenting. We love you.
Yes.
And Melissa, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, good. Well, I hope that we're going to have enough data in Wi-Fi to get this accomplished. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me here and for inviting me into this amazing space that you have created. It is so positive and uplifting. I've been watching as much as I possibly could this morning. And oh my gosh, the energy it's actually been really helpful in helping me build my energy. And that might be part of what's happening here with all of our technology and everything being on the fritz. So thank you for that, for helping to raise the vibration. This is so beautiful. And yes, my name is Melissa Devine and I am a psychic medium. I've been a psychic medium, or I've been consciously aware of being a psychic medium for about a decade now. And I adore working with the spirit world. I adore interacting with clients and watching these transformations take place with them. So I'm looking forward to doing that a little bit later in the show today as well. One of my specialties though is actually working with intuitives, psychics, mediums, and really helping them, mentoring them through the development process, helping them understand what's going on with them and energies and all of that good fun stuff. So right now you can see I'm in kind of a strange studio space. This is actually my van. I've just become, in the last 2 months, I'm a van lifer in my 40s, which is kind of crazy. But so my boyfriend and I are driving around the country in a Ford Sprinter van, and we are just spreading love and positivity and readings and energy healings and whatever we can all around the country, the planet, as far as we can, just really get out and interact with people as closely as possible. Of course, right now, things are a little bit challenging with that. We're all kind of having to rework that and do things in different ways, hence working in the back of a van for today. But in any case, the spirit world is I adore working with the people that come to me, that are drawn to me through the spirit world. And I, you know, Lisa, you and I have had a connection since the other day. And I am just really so excited to be here and to be really to be welcomed so lovingly into your community that you've worked so hard to build and to create. So thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you. I think we're going to have so much fun, the three of us. Michelle, do you want to share anything about your psychic medium journey or what you've got going on right now?
Sure. I've been connected to the spiritual world in one way or another since I can remember, as long as I can remember, but have really, you know, honed in and been practicing professionally, I would say, for probably 12 years, 13 years now. And it really is one of my biggest joys. I just love this part of what I do. I'm also, I call myself the accidental aromatherapist because I have a line of essential oil and salt products that I never intended to do. I just kind of accidentally, thank you for showing that, Lisa.
Oh, go ahead.
They were, you know, I created them for myself because I needed some options to help me through some really heavy emotions like depression and anxiety and things like that. And they worked so well that, you know, people started asking for them, and then this whole line grew. And, you know, I think like all of us, this year has been an interesting year professionally, and I've pivoted and changed some things that I'm doing so that I can reach more people on a different level. And it's been really wonderful. I've loved it. And it's expanded me in ways that I didn't even expect. And I'm just so excited to be here again, Lisa. Thank you for inviting me. And thank you for this beautiful event that you're doing these first 2 weeks of November. I mean, you know, I think it's so timely. It's so, we need it so much right now. And, you know, I just feel like Melissa said, I feel a lightning today. Like you said, Lisa, you know, I feel there's just a lightness and I'm grateful for that. And I can't wait to bring some messages. So.
Yeah, same here. Well, let's do this, ladies. So I want to invite in the spirit world, you know, whether it's angels, loved ones, spirit guides, master teachers, saints, siddhas, gurus, any of those things, like I'm going to call you in and have you be part of this. And what we're going to do, you guys, is we absolutely are going to look at your comments here and see where we're drawn and what comes up, just like we did last time. But we also are going to share if there's any beings that show up. I invite the three of us to share whatever's coming up, because I think that's important. And so if there's anything you guys want to say before we get started, and then I have a little story and I'm going to ask you guys something. So,
okay.
And hopefully Melissa comes back.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. My goodness. Yeah. And I wanted to say also, like Melissa, if you can hear this, van life, I applaud you because that is amazing. I love that you're going around and, you know, connecting with people. That's amazing. So.
I know I'm a little jealous of the van life, Melissa.
Yeah. A little bit. You know what?
We hear that.
Oh no.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
She'll come back.
She'll come back.
Yeah. So why don't we start? I want to share a little thing, but I'm going to see if we can get Melissa back. So let's just start. If you want to scroll through and kind of see, I definitely feel a male energy right out of the gate, feel a male, taller sort of man. And I feel like a heart attack or a heart issue. So that's jumping out to somebody. He like literally came and showed up in the middle of the room. So, let me know. I may have somebody in my home that has that, but, so there's that. Michelle, what you got going on over there?
Well, interestingly, I feel like a grandma. She just feels like a grandma energy. Definitely something chest related. I feel like maybe two things are going on with her. But the interesting thing is that I feel Mary, like the Virgin Mary, connected with her. And Mary's been here for a bit, hanging out with this grandma with me before we got on even. And so I don't know. I'm not positive if this grandma is just really connected to Mary, and Mary was really important and an important figure in her life. But I definitely feel like Mary is here to bring us the message of like acceptance. That's what she keeps telling me today is like, you know, we just have to be in the space of being with what is. You know what I mean? Like we don't want to resist things and all of it, not just what's going on right now, just all of it. We just need to be in our space, be at peace, and move forward with love. That's what she's saying. But this grandma is definitely coming through. So I don't know if anybody.
There's a few grandmothers coming in, and I feel really drawn to Lily Ruby. So there's a couple people saying they've got grandparents and parents with heart attacks, men. So I will tune back into him because he's still standing right here. Perfect. But gosh, I feel drawn to Lily. And Lily was saying, you know, she'd love to hear any message that might come through for her. And Lily, I feel such a strong female energy coming through. I also see a cat. Like a cat that passed, maybe, or I definitely see a cat. But I do feel a female energy for you, Lily. And I also feel a lot of angelic energy around you. And honestly, I don't know if this is really medium or clairvoyant, but what I'm feeling is for you, Lily, is a message. It feels like you've been maybe down, either sick or down or feeling bummed out or whatever's going on. Your energy has been low or dense or heavy. And it feels to me like you're being wrapped in this angelic, like in these angel wings. It's like you're being wrapped in this angelic energy and that you're going to be okay and you're going to be lifted up out of this. And it really is okay. And whatever fears you have, whatever's coming up, to just let it go, to just let it go. And I also feel Archangel Uriel's energy really strong in that angelic energy for you, Lily. So that's coming through for you. And I'm going to look at, so Amy said that her grandpa had a massive heart attack when she was 2 years old. And that just like ding, ding, ding to me with this male energy that's here. And it is a taller man. She's saying he was pretty tall. And it feels like he is really a guardian for you. And he really just wants to talk about your car. So whatever is going on with your car, Amy, you probably need to go figure this out. There's something about a car. And I do feel this energy of an accident, but it's not your accident. So I don't know if I'm cross-connecting with somebody who's had a car accident, but there's something about that too. I'm going to kind of sift through that if you want to go, Michelle. And I'm going to.
Okay. So Leslie said her grandmother as well, heart attack and very Catholic with a tight relationship with the Virgin Mary. Oh. So definitely might be her. I keep feeling, the energy, I keep seeing two females and three males. So I don't know if that connects with you, Leslie, for that. I'm going to go up here because let's see where Claire Morgan Caswell. So Claire, just when I read your name, I got a deep, I just felt a lot of energy come through. Feels like, a mother. This feels like a mother energy. And she keeps showing me like something going all throughout. So typically that's like, you know, a blood thing or like an autoimmune. Sometimes that's my signal for that. And they're showing me the sign, this mother feeling energy is showing me the sign for a recent, like a birthday or anniversary, a celebration. It's either recently passed or coming in the near future. So she wants to acknowledge that and let you know that she's present and that she knows that she's acknowledging that. And then is there something with moving? Feels like a job. Are you moving jobs or is somebody with you moving a job? So she just wants to acknowledge that as well.
Interesting. I'm really drawn to the Karen posted in here, D. Loris Rosenberg, and her birthday is November 13th, which I find very interesting. That's coming up. And she said she's actually turning 100 in heaven that day.
Wow.
So yeah. I mean, talk about, and I read her name and it's like, boy, that energy just flew up into my space. It's like, I can just feel her. And it feels like D, oh, and I get goosebumps everywhere. It really feels like D has, it's like she has a very strong personality. She had a very strong belief system in how things should be done. And Karen, it feels like she's not quite sure if she gets what you're doing. It's like she thinks things should be done a certain way. And she's like, what are you doing over here? But then there's also this like mutual respect. It's like she doesn't understand it, but she's watching you. She's watching the energy. And she's like, huh, this is interesting. I kind of think this is interesting. And she recognizes that you have gifts and talents. So there's this respect. And at the same time, she's your mom. And she's like, what's going on here? Like, what's happening here? So she also is very concerned about you not getting rest. She's telling me you haven't been getting rest, or you haven't been sleeping, or something like that. She's showing like feeling frazzled or not feeling restful. And so she really wants you to like wrap up in a warm blanket and get some rest is what I feel from her. So that's what comes through. But she feels like a really strong, powerful energy. I just really love it. And Michelle, I'm going to check in with Melissa and see what's going on while you're going here.
Okay. So two things. Lily said the female energy could be her mom, because her mom's birthday is tomorrow. And that could be what I was sensing with the celebration that's, you know, coming. So definitely Lily. And then Claire. So trying to get financing with a house for your boyfriend. And what I keep feeling is to just be at peace with it. Because what I feel like is you keep going to everything that could go wrong instead of everything that could go right, or everything that is going right. It's like you might get some good news and then it's like, oh, but what about blah, 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 and worrying about that. So just stay present, come to the middle if you can. And because I feel like it's really, it's on the path. It's happening. It's meant to be. This is a really good thing for you guys. So trust it. And then Claire also said the Mary connection could be the presence you feel as grandmother. Okay. Okay. All right. So Claire says she doesn't know if her mom is still living or not, but it could be the grandma. Okay. And that, you know, it felt like mom, but sometimes I can misread that. And if you're not sure about your mom, what about the two girls and then the three boys? Can you take that, Claire? Or let's see, Leslie, that might have come up with your grandma, Claire or Leslie, with the two girls and the three boys, feel connected to this female energy that's coming through. So if you could do that. Also, I'm seeing the initial M. And this is, I don't know what this is today. I don't know if it's because Mary's here, but I keep seeing this like Bible opened and there's all these prayer cards in it, like prayer cards in the Bible, like placeholders. And they're different prayer cards for, it feels like different specific prayers and then different saints. So it's like these laminated prayer cards. So I don't know if that makes sense with Claire or Leslie with the grandmother energy or possibly the mom that's coming through. Claire, is there also something with your boyfriend? Is there a change in job with him or an opportunity? Because I keep feeling like there's an opportunity that's come, but he's hesitant because he can't see exactly how it'll play out, or he can't see how it'll be a benefit. And it feels like just trust, because it's the right thing. He's going to be happier. So does that make sense with any of that?
Wow. I just love you, Michelle. You're so good. I love it. I really felt drawn to, I hope I say your name right, but Maja Muratovic maybe. And you were just asking for some guidance. You said you're going through some hard times. And so I'm going to just tune into your energy and look at the Akashic records here. And Maja, first things first is they're showing me almost like you've been stuck in a vice, like you're stuck in a vice, or almost, what were those things called? The Iron Maiden with the needles that stick in you, like they're just stuck into your field. And so you felt this feeling of like being trapped or stuck, but it's like very painful. I feel it's a painful being stuck. So when you say you've had a hard couple of months, it's like, absolutely. been hard and painful, and like there's no movement anywhere. And the image that they're showing me is like rising up out of your body and out of the vice and like looking around up top. And how I'm reading that is that this is about gaining perspective for you. And this is also about liberating yourself through your mind, through self-realization, rather than trying to change what's around you. I get this sense that whatever's going on in your life that you feel stuck about, it's like there's no movement in that area coming up anytime soon. It feels like you're not quite there yet. I think next year, but I think the rest of this, the next couple months, you're still sort of stuck. So it's really about shifting your mindset, which I know isn't easy, but it's really about shifting your mindset rather than trying to push against the grain, because it's like you're trying to push the Iron Maiden open and it's locked. You just can't move it right now. It feels like about February, I'm seeing February 8th. I don't know why, but I'm thinking that that's about the time that things are going to open up and shift for you and that things are going to move into a better space. I also see a heart that's ripped in half. Like something about a broken heart, something going on with your heart or relationships or how you're feeling right now. And they're showing that that's going to get glued back together and like sealed back up. So that healing or that coming together is going to happen for you. So I hope that that helps you.
Wow.
So many comments.
That was awesome.
I love this. I hope Melissa comes back.
I know. We need Melissa here. Yeah. One thing I just, Nina B, I keep feeling like I have, there's energy. It feels like teacher energy. So it feels like in different ways, like so more than one teacher, maybe several teachers in the family, but it feels like a lot of teacher energy and like a very, very strict or very concrete ideas of academia, like that's the path to go is higher learning and, you know, college and whatever. But I don't feel like you are necessarily drawn that way. I feel like you're more of a, like hands-on, more, I don't want to say artistic necessarily. That's really not what I'm feeling, but more of a, you're just not drawn to that. That's not where you're, where your passion lies, and but you're fighting it because of all of this teacher energy and the I feel in the collective, like in your family. And then is there a new baby or a new birth of some sort? So it might be both. It might be an actual baby and then something's being birthed as well. So what is this with your hands, Nina? I keep seeing you with your hands, but when I try to see, it's like I can't tune into just one thing. So I don't know if you do many things with your hands or if the message is that you need to start doing something with your hands because your hands feel so powerful. Like I can just feel the power coming from them. And so if you don't do energy work, energy healing of some sort, I feel like that's a path you need to really explore. Not necessarily Reiki. I almost feel like this is going to be your own brand, your own little special recipe of energy healing. So that's what I'm feeling, Nina. So,
Yay, Melissa's back.
Oh, yay.
See if I can. Oh, there we go.
Hi. It's so nice to be back at the party.
Yes, we missed you. We needed you to come back. Thank you. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So yeah,
sorry about that. I feel so left out. I missed out on the conversation for so long.
Oh my gosh. Well, we have so many comments rolling right now. You haven't missed anything. Just start feeling in the spirit world. I got to tell you guys, I cannot shake this car accident. So whoever was a male energy in a car accident, I cannot get them out of my office. So please, somebody speak up about that. We've got so many comments and questions over here, you guys. And so we'll just keep pulling stuff in. I also have something I wanted to share, but I was waiting for you to come back, Melissa. So I'll share it in a minute. Maya said, so I was talking to Maya and she said, my heart is broken for years now. You described it exactly how I feel. I'm so sorry that you feel like you're in an Iron Maiden. However, it will get better. in February. So, and it's Maya, not Maja. Thank you for the clarification. I'm feeling really drawn to Jen Nyberg's question about her and her husband. So I'm going to pull that in. Again, I got this car accident thing going. Melissa, if you want to jump in, Michelle, go for it. Whichever one of you guys.
Go ahead, Melissa, you go. Everybody's dying to hear from you.
Okay, who are we reading and what is the question? Will you bring me back to speed here?
Yes, we got so many questions over here. You can pick whoever you want to pick.
Okay.
We have like fling through there and see what you tune into, honestly. There's so much stuff. Jerry says Howard Hughes car accident. That's sort of, I'll tune into that and see if that's who that is. And then Jen, I'm going to tune into you and your husband. So I'll do that while you guys kind of catch up here.
Okay. I actually, the first one that I kind of tune into is actually Sue Gunn. And I know she's got a question here. She says, I would like to know what gifts and when I will be showing up in the world to share them. So give me just a second. I want to tune in with Sue. Oh my gosh. And the first thing that I become aware of is that like, there is this aching in her heart, right? Like she's so ready to do this. And by the way, like that, this energy, I don't know how old you are, Sue, but your energy as it comes through, it feels like a teenager's energy. Like I feel so vibrant. I feel so like hungry and ready to just like pounce on the world. So I feel like that's actually kind of like the internal of what's going on inside of Sue, but actually like what's going on outside of Sue is like, and I bet she would say this, right? That like, she feels like a nervous wreck and like, she's just like all over the place and can't figure anything out. But the fact is that like Sue, you're going in the right direction. And I think what I'm really picking up for you is that forward is the right direction. And so even if you sway your direction one way or the other, as long as it's forward, you're going to be going in the right way. And it feels to me like you maybe feel like something has delayed your progress or kind of like been a block in your path or something like that. And I want to confirm for you, I actually want to say that's not the case. The spirit world is saying that there's no reason why this has been delayed for you or anything like that. It's really about universal timing and all of what's going on in your universal consciousness and things like that right now. So Sue, I would say stay on that path, stay on that focus, because what's happening right now is that when things, we feel like when they're coming, even this broadcast is a good example of that. When we feel that they're coming, like we get this excitement and this agitation and all of this energy comes in. And then when it's not there, like immediately we start freaking out. Like, what did I do wrong? Why didn't it come? Isn't it here? And the fact is, Sue, is that the fact that I'm reading into this in the first place indicates to me that you do have some spiritual gifts. What they are, I'll kind of try to tune into those in just a second. But following that path and really like slowing down, really, and this is actually good for all of us right now, is really slowing down, because we are in this new universal timing, this new universal consciousness. And what we think that the timeline should be moving in a certain way, but it's moving at sometimes a little bit slower and at sometimes like rapid speed, right? And so we've got to kind of find our way in between those two. Okay. And then Sue, let me just kind of like jump from that and just talk a little bit briefly about, let me see how you phrased it. What gifts, I assume what gifts I have and when they'll be showing up in the world. And number one, the first thing that I pick up for you is compassion. Like you are a lover, right? Like you just love the world and you feel like one of those people, like if you show up in a park, you're going to be like, oh my God, I love that bird and that flower and that tree and that this and that and the next thing. And there's just like this love emanating from you. And honestly, like it feels to me like that's what you have done, is you have showed up on this planet to actually like give this love to people, to emanate it out. And it feels like you're actually able to take it into your tissues and like kind of like work it around and make it more beautiful, more loving, closer to unconditional love. And then it just like emanates out from you. Like that is your gift. I know that's very generic, but that means that that's what you're doing. Not just when you're going, you know, and interacting with a client or someone that you want to be doing a healing for, but you're actually as a healer interacting in that way every time you leave your home or every time you pick up your telephone or every time you send your energy to your mother, right? Like that's what's happening. It's in you. It is part of you. And so Sue, what I really want to leave this particular reading in saying is that please stop rushing it. Please stop being afraid that it's not going to happen if you don't make it happen right away. Just kind of like go with the flow, allow kind of those little things that come up in the meantime, allow those to just melt away because those will come up. They try to get our attention, just like me losing all of the Wi-Fi, right? It tried to get my attention, but I held my own and I got my computer working and I got the Wi-Fi back and now everything is smooth sailing. So that'll really be the same thing for you, Sue. And then I just want to add one little generic comment to all of the people out there that are developing psychically and spiritually, because it can be immensely challenging. There are a lot of things that happen to us in our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, in every aspect of ourselves, including our spiritual selves. And we've really got to take it easy on ourselves. Don't try to rush it, because if the timing is not appropriate, right? If the flower is not ready to blossom, there's nothing you can do to the seed to make that sucker pop out of the soil. So Sue and everyone else that's listening, that's kind of going through those trials and tribulations of whatever stage of development you're in, I'm here to tell you that you are doing it beautifully, regardless of the nervous breakdowns and the frustrations and all of that stuff that we all experience, right? You're doing it beautifully. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, Sue and everyone else. And just know that when your gifts are ready to be shared with the world, you're going to know exactly what they are. And especially for Sue, like I'm getting this again, it is this beautiful vibrating like aura. And it's like, it's vibrating like rainbow colors. It's not just like one color. It's like vibrating rainbow colors. And so whatever Sue can do to just like emanate that positive radiating energy out into the world, whether that's making crafts or doing readings or anything else, like you're going to be really successful and really wonderful at it.
Oh, Melissa, yay. I'm so glad you're with us.
Yes.
Amy, thank you. Thank you for the car accident. So Amy, I had pulled that information, that male energy for her. And then I felt that car accident. And she said she actually had an uncle who passed, had a massive heart attack and had a car accident.
Wow.
It was like, ding, ding, ding. That's it. That's it. What? And then she gave me his name. Oh yeah. That's totally who's here, Amy. Thank you for that. And here's what I can tell you. First off, he is showing that he was conscious for most of that accident. So I'm seeing like, even though that heart attack took him suddenly, he was seeing everything happening around him, like in this slow motion. And there was actually physical pain involved too. So whatever was going on with this accident and the heart attack and everything, I feel that there was almost like this lightning bolt of like pain through his entire body when he passed. So it feels like there was just this like electric storm in the middle of everything. And then all of a sudden he was out of his body and transitioning. So it feels like it was this violent death experience, even though it feels like there wasn't really a whole lot that happened to his body, really, is my sense with it. And he's coming through because he's telling me that there is a rift in the family. He is coming through now to you because there's something going on, some kind of conflict or constriction or something within the family, the relationships, something to do in your life. It almost feels like another male energy, if this is a brother or dad or whatever this is, but it feels like there's some kind of conflict that's happening that he would like to have it resolved. He doesn't want this to happen. He's also showing some addiction energy. So I don't know if somebody in the family is having issues with addiction, but he's showing that there's something going on, some kind of conflict. And he's coming through to say, this must be resolved. And he knows, he's showing all this light around you, this beautiful white light around you. And he's showing this beautiful white light. He knows what you're capable of. He knows what kind of healer you are. He knows who you are. And because of that, he knows he can tell you it is up to you to help support this resolution. Oh my God, so sweet. My little Colorado people are so sweet in the middle of my medium reading. You guys, oh, I have to put this on the air. Look at how sweet.
Oh, how beautiful.
We're not social distancing in Colorado. Everybody know. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, more on that in a minute. But anyways, that is what I'm seeing with him, Amy. I'm seeing that he came in and he's talking about healing this rift. Sorry, I'm sorry. Michelle, go ahead.
Okay. I am locked in on this comment back a ways from Julie Ann. She asks, is there a spirit in my home? I keep hearing a child cry out at night. And I really want to address this because immediately before I even read the comment, I kept feeling like Julie Ann is way too open. She is like a sponge on, you know, to the nth degree. And she's very open and has no boundary. So I don't feel like there's necessarily a spirit in your house, this child that's crying. I feel like you are just connecting to the collective because you're very open. And this translates not only to the spiritual realm, but in your physical life, boundaries feel like an issue. That you're just very porous and you don't have very good boundaries. You don't have you just don't set a lot of boundaries with people. You're the caretaker. You're there to take care of everybody. And you've taken that from the physical into the spiritual as well to, I've got to take care of everybody in the spiritual. And the message that's coming through so clearly, this feels like from, you know, your spiritual team, is it's time for you to get some boundaries and to get some really strict parameters of when you will be a medium or when you will be connected and when you won't. And your sleep is your sleep. You need that. That's your time to regenerate and to, you know, relax and get ready for the next day. So it's time to set some parameters and meditation, getting clear about what feels right for you, what doesn't feel right for you, is super important. So I don't know if that makes sense, Julianne. If you could let us know, that'd be great. And I got to go way back down because I've missed so many comments because I was locked on that one.
Oh, I know. There's like a million comments. And I have this little story. So I was waiting till Melissa was back to share my story. So I'm running this story by you because it's really bothering me. So last week, at the beginning of the week, this little girl showed up in my room. And 3 or 4 or 5, I don't know, around there. And she had kind of short hair that was a little curly. And she just passed through. I mean, it was just passing through, you know, sometimes spirits just pass through. But I felt like she had just passed away. She passed through. And it was just so, it was with my literal eyes. It wasn't with my clairvoyant eyes. It was like, and it was early in the morning and I was laying in bed and it was like, oh my gosh. And she was playing, like she was playing and smiling and glad I saw her and like ran out of the room. Well, I see a lot of spirits all the time. So it's not like a big deal, except that for some reason she's become a big deal. Like after this little girl showed up, I actually went and looked at the obituaries. I don't ever do that because so many people pass in so many places and they pass through for whatever reason. Couldn't find anything. I looked. Then I thought, well, I kind of sat with it and I thought, well, you know what? I need to do something with these people that are coming through. And so I'm working on that. There's something I'm working on for that. But for some reason, I'm still talking about her. I'm just curious if you guys have any sense of anything, because it just is weird to me. Like I sat with it and I'm like, I just don't know why I'm so fixated on this little girl. It doesn't make any sense.
I have a take on it.
Good, share your take.
First of all, did the little girl look anything like you?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Not really. I mean, she had blonde hair. It was bigger curl. I don't know. So I wouldn't say she looked a lot like me, but she was.
I feel like this is a representation of an inner child version of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Not like, not just in it. And it's interesting. It doesn't, like, I've always thought of inner child as like, we just have one inner child, but it feels to me like you have like multiple inner children, right? Like, and they each have their own like little personalities, and that hers is just the one that right now is really being called to the forefront, that it's mm-hmm. like, we're like giving her the power, and she's got like these amazing, beautiful, beautiful gifts to give the world that are just like right now, they've always been in you, but they're just getting ready to activate. And like, I see Michelle nodding as well. And I can't wait to see what these things are, because it just like, it feels really powerful, even though I heard you say this is a little girl, but it feels really powerful and it feels really meaningful. And there's so much youthfulness and innocence involved in it, right? Like there's no, it's like it hasn't been tarnished from the outside world yet, because she's been keeping it like safe and secure within you like all of these years. And oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. Don't you think, Michelle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would like to add that what I'm sensing as well, and I think this, it can be tied in a way that I don't even, my human doesn't get or whatever, but it feels ancestral. That little child feels like somebody in your lineage, and like she's coming to call you to this. That's why you can't let it go, to some work that this person did. And it feels like it's about innocence. That's what I keep getting. Like it's about innocence in some way. I don't know if there's you bringing that in to you, you bringing that more to the world. I don't know, but it feels ancestral. And that's why when Melissa said, did it look like you? Because I kept getting the family, the connection, like this is part of you. So, I don't know if there's research you could do that could connect you to somebody, you know, I don't know how you would even know, child, but anyway, it just feels like to remind you of something that's in your lineage that you're supposed to do. And it feels like there's innocence with it.
You ladies are great. That's very helpful. I get goosebumps for both of you, and feel like it's related to Ireland for some reason is what comes to mind. Oh, I also want to share, Maya said, it's interesting that February 8th is my grandma's birthday. I called her mommy. She passed away in 92. And I mentioned that date when I was talking to her relatives. So that is pretty wild. Every once in a while, something like super clear like that comes through. So I'm glad that that helped. And it looks like Sue says, I thought the same thing, Melissa, for what you said about Lisa asking about the little girl. So thank you. So what I am going to do is I'm launching Lost Love Notes, and those will be up on the website next week. And I'm going to start sharing messages of people that have passed away, and maybe that's all related, but very interesting. So thank you, ladies, because it really has just been, I can't shake it. You know how that
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's keep going. What else do you guys feel? What's going on out there?
Yeah, I want to take a look at some more comments here.
I know there's so many comments, you guys.
Yeah. And by the way, there are so many hellos on here that I just want to give a big giant hello to everybody. This is so fun.
Isn't it? Can I, Anita, that one just like was highlighted for me about the bat in her, she had a bat in her home, spiritual meaning. Prepare for major life changes or transitions. I definitely feel like that's a yes, but what I'm feeling is like the world can bring us, the universe can bring us as many wonderful opportunities and as many huge transitions as we think we want. But if we're not ready for them, if we're not open for them, then they just kind of sit there or they, you know, they move around. So my message for you, Anita, is absolutely, I feel like they're there, but are you ready and willing to receive them? I feel like you're a huge giver. When it comes to receiving, there's a little bit of a block, or I want to tweak that. I don't want to say there's a block. I feel like there's maybe a misunderstanding or a misinterpretation of what receiving means and how to receive and how to, you know, we want it to be in balance. We want to give and we want to receive fully. And so I feel like these opportunities are there, but maybe there's a little bit of journaling. Journaling is what I keep seeing you writing. So I don't know if you need to like write and release some story about not receiving or not, you know, feeling worthy or whatever that is. But because what I feel like is that I keep seeing you like, I want this, setting this intention. And then you get like this close and then something happens and it doesn't work. And it's because you're just not quite there. It's like you just need to move a millimeter just a millimeter and then it'll be there. So that's what I'm feeling, Anita. Thank you.
I love it. You are so good.
Can I shove a really quick one in there before we go to the part? Okay, go ahead. All right. So Jen wrote a note that says, all day I wanted to cry. My husband and I have a cavern between us. So this is, oh goodness. So Jen, I want to say the very first thing that I pick up for you is like, I actually feel like an elastic band that like, it's as if the two of you were together with this elastic band, you got pulled apart, but it does feel like that rubber band is coming back together. So metaphorically speaking, like it feels to me like there is like there's positive futures for your relationship is the free will that you have, desires that of course to be the case. But I do want to say it feels to me like you both have so much going on right now. And it feels to me like your husband in particular is just like, he's got this thing going on. What he believes now. Right? Like these things are kind of coming to the forefront for him, and he needs to make sense of those kind of like in his own world, in his own time, and kind of separate from your spirituality, from the things that you're bringing from the table. And he just needs to figure it out on his own so that he can share about your own individual kind of ascension that has been taking place. So you're doing it together, but you're doing it separately together, at least at this particular moment in time. But again, I do feel like that comes back together for the two of you. And again, I want to emphasize too, that this rubber band that I'm feeling is actually, it's very tight and it yanks the two of you back together. So it feels like you have a very strong relationship. So just kind of rolling with the changes, like we all are right now, and seeing where things end up, and just being gentle with him, because he's not as used to doing this kind of spiritual work as you are. You've already been on the path and he's just kind of getting started on it. So give him the same space that he gave you to get started on your path. And then the two of you will line up a little bit better on the other side when this rubber band comes back together.
Melissa, I have to piggyback on that too, because I had said I was going to look at it earlier and then forgot to say anything. And then Jen was asking me and I saw it and I was looking at it right when you were talking about it. And I literally saw almost the exact same thing. What I saw clairvoyantly was these two paths, like you're walking on two paths right now. Your paths have split, but then you're going to come back together. So I literally saw the same thing, Jen, in just a different clairvoyant language. So I concur.
Yeah, it feels like a loving relationship, and it feels like there was like some fire in the beginning. So like there's some real potential there. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I feel another male energy coming through, and this is somebody, it feels like they were sick. To be more specific, it feels like they had an IV in them. Because I feel like the pain in my vein, and like that there's like an IV, and I feel less nauseous and more like dizzy. I don't know what that means. So if somebody has anything, male energy, feels like they weren't elderly, but they weren't middle-aged. Feels like, I don't know, 60s, 70s kind of thing. So if anybody, that's somebody's coming in there.
Yeah, I'm picking up on really the same energy. It feels to me kind of like a father energy or a father figure energy. And specifically, one of the things that he's showing me about himself, he must have really liked his salt and pepper hair. And it feels like the black part of his hair was very like smooth and like you would just want to pet it. And then when the pepper part started coming in, like it's just like it's wiry and hard and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of funny. He's got a little vanity about that gray. He likes the salt and pepper. He doesn't like the texture of it. But it does, it feels like a really, like a loving father figure coming through. And it feels like it's actually a message of endurance, a message of hang in there, a message of like, I'm here, I've heard you. And as a matter of fact, if this is his daughter or daughter figure or whatever you want to call it, it feels to me like she's actually been having conversations with him as she's been driving in the car. Like it's just her driving down the road and she's like, hey dad, I really miss you. You know, those sorts of things. She's having those sorts of conversations with him. And this is his opportunity to just like give a little shout out and say, I'm hearing that, continue, and all of these uplifting messages and so on and so forth.
There's like four people that this is connecting with. So maybe we can see, we've got a husband, we've got Stephen Beals, we've got the father's name, Gene. Do you ladies have a hit on any one of these? Claire says it's my sister's father-in-law. So we have like multiple people this could be for.
It often, I don't know if it happens like this for you ladies, but I've seen it happen with other mediums and it happens with me as well, especially like there's all these spirit people that want to get a message through and actually get.
Oh no.
And it's really lovely. They're so eager to be participating in this experience with us. It's lovely.
I agree. I'm really connecting to this Gene. So I'm going to sit with that for a minute. Michelle, what do you got over there?
Well, I'm not feeling the male and I was trying to tune in, but I just have this female here and it's like, bear with me. It's Cammie, Camille, Camellia, something like that. I just keep hearing that over and over, but it feels like I can't land on one of them. So it might've been that they went by two names, Cammie, Camille, something. And then the number 7 is connected. And I'm also seeing like a lot of sewing clothes, sewing curtains, sewing, lots and lots of sewing. But Cammie, Camille, Camellia, 7, and then sewing. And feels like throat, something in the like the neck area, throat area is what is going on. Or actually, I'm not positive. It feels like it's a two part. So it feels like there were throat issues with this female and throat issues with the person who's here on the thing. So both have some throat things going on. So
yeah, there's like so many spirits now. I'm not really sure, but I tried to tune into Gene. So I hope this is Gene, but there's definitely like a full house right now. But when I tune into Gene's energy, and I think this is for Sue, when I tune into Gene's energy, what I feel, I feel like Gene's death was relatively peaceful, even though he was not well, and I still feel this IV thing, and there was hospital energy. I mean, I'm thinking he was in a hospital, but it feels like the passing was uncomfortable, but the actual transition was peaceful. But for some reason, he's telling me that nobody was there or that there was something going on with people being there. There's something about him not passing when he wanted to with the people that he wanted to. So there's something about that for him. And it's just, you know, disturbing his energy field a little bit still, even though it feels like he's been passed for a while. And he's also showing a new family member, not a baby, but a new family member that's of significance too. So maybe Sue, you can tune in on that a little bit. I think my mom is on here, and so I'm totally going to put you guys on the spot, and I'm totally putting my mom on the spot. She's going to be like, oh, gosh. But I'm just curious if you guys feel anything for her, because she's hardly ever, I don't think, on my shows, and I just think it would be really fun for her to get something. So her name in the comments is Barbara, so if you find her, then you can look and see. But I'm totally taking advantage of having other mediums here.
Yeah. Did Barbara have any questions in particular?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can I say, as soon as you said that, I saw like an initial R, like Robert. I'm not sure if it's Robert or another. And then a minor. I don't know if mining has anything to do with it. I don't know. Does that hit?
Well, I don't know about my mom. I'm going to let her jump in. But Robert is my grandfather's name, and he passed a year ago. But that's not related to my mom. So that it's on my dad's side. So that's very interesting. Okay. But the minor thing is interesting. So I'll let her tune in if, or okay. jump in if she's still on here and even cares. Okay. Around.
Perfect.
But, okay. Man, we got so many people, you guys. We're going to do this a little bit longer if you ladies are up to it. We'll do it, I don't know, 15, 20 more minutes, and then we'll take a break because I need a break.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's keep going.
Cool.
And mom, if you're out there, to put you on the spot.
Come on, mom.
Barbara, come on. Come on, Barbara. Come on, come on, come on.
You know? Faster.
Okay.
And you know, Lisa, you know how this works. So even though he's not directly connected with your mom, he is because he's connected to you and he passed away. You know what I mean? So anyway.
Love it.
I still am here. Cammy, Camille, what, whomever, she's here. So somebody please claim her. The throat issues, the number 7, which could be July or the 7th of a month. So. Oh, okay. Not a minor, like a younger person, like a miner, like a coal miner, like a, I saw like a person in a mine. So I don't know if that has any connection, like a, yeah, they just, I see them. They've got like the hat with the light. Yeah. Feels anyway.
If I may, I with the intention of connecting for Barbara, I actually feel like I've got a female energy coming to me now, and it feels, I'm a little bit confused because I know it would be your grandmother, Lisa, and your mom's mom, but it feels to me like a mom slash grandmother that's coming through, and she's actually showing me, basically she's showing me some things from my own grandmother. So like things, basically my grandmother was a person who really liked to rock babies and to, you know, just like hold them and rock them in a rocking chair and things like that. So that's what she's showing me is my symbol for that, the rocking chair that my grandmother used to use. So that makes me believe that Lisa's grandmother or Barbara's mom would be one of those people, you know, kind of this the mom that really liked to baby the babies. And as I have her coming through, she's actually making me aware of some jewelry as well. And it looked like a clear crystal. So it could have been a diamond or it could have been a quartz crystal or something like that. But it feels to me like this is meaningful. Maybe even something that has been like passed down through the generations that maybe was like a, you know, it feels like it's in somebody's jewelry box right now. And it's a clear crystal. It even has a little bit of like an obelisk shape to it, at least in my my awareness of it. So if you find that, or if you have any awareness of that must be meaningful for your connection and your relationship. And it does, it feels to me like there is a serious lineage between the ladies in your family. Like they are like, I don't know, a force to reckon with. And like, you can't come between them, right? Like you are a sisterhood of ladies. And it's really very interesting because it's almost like, I don't know if you relate to like those movies about like witchcraft and things like that. But it actually, she's kind of giving me a nod to that type of movie with people kind of dancing around cauldrons and things like that. So they're a strong lineage in the family, but I want to take it further than it is. It's inclusive of like the spirituality and the spiritual gifts that you have. But there's also this like this really intense strength within each and every like female member of your family. Is this making sense to you, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And it feels to me like it is like this really, like there is this shining light. Oh, hello, beautifuls. Oh, yes. Okay. So it feels like there is this, like this literal shining light within you. And it feels like it's coming out of this area right here. It's not the heart chakra, not the throat chakra, but it feels like it's in the middle and it feels yellow to me, like a really bright golden yellow. And it feels like all of the females in your family just have like this really beautiful shining light that's coming out of you. And she's actually acknowledging this little girl that we were talking about earlier. Oh my gosh, Lisa, I know we're Like, this is, I'm kind of gravitating towards you, and I want to come back to your mom, because I feel like she's actually in this period of awakening as well. Like, this is a new period of her life that she's stepping into. It feels lighter. It feels brighter. It feels, and I also feel like she's being very intentional with her personal spaces right now. Like, she's cleaning things out. Maybe she moved, or she's painting walls, or things like that. But this is very much like a period of time that is specifically for her and her her mother. Again, that I'm feeling it's that mother figure. I do believe it's her mother, not her mother's mother. But I do have the mother coming through, and she's just like, it is as if she can take all of that female energy and she can just push it out, like breathe it out into each of you. And I believe that your mom has been experiencing some, you know, and this may be because of the pandemic, but I think it's very different than that. It feels to me like she's been experiencing some quiet time, some alone time, some reflective time, some things like this. And now this is this time where she's going to like hit the charge button, hit the go button, and like things are going to start like pop, 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 pop happening in her environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I love it. I don't know what she thinks, but I love it. I'm totally stealing the show today, and I don't want to, but I love it. So thank you.
Yeah.
I was looking at, for some reason, Off Me Head With Joy. Love that handle. Off Me Head With Joy. You just busted out to me here energetically. You said, I feel so drained physically and lacking in motivation, yet I know I need to get healthy. Is there any guidance for me? I feel like I'm battling against resistance all the time. Thank you, me. I just love the Off Me Head With Joy. It almost feels like, and my mom said makes sense. It almost feels like you're Irish. I don't know what's the Irish stuff, but it's feeling like that to me, just because of your handle. But anyway, here's what I see right away for you, Off Me Head With Joy. You have about 100 cords in your solar plexus. I feel like there are a lot of people in this timeline and in alternative lifetimes or timelines who are pulling on your energy, and they're trying to take your personal power away. So I'm going to wager a guess from what I see energetically that you've got some weight and or gut digestive issues because of all of this energy pull that's happening. So there's a need to do a massive clear out of your solar plexus. Like, it needs to be cleared out and released. And it almost, the energy almost looks like mucus inside your solar plexus. It's almost like there's this mucus in there that you just need to yank out. Now, there's tons of energy healers in our community that would be happy to do that for you, but you absolutely can do that yourself. I would do some solar plexus meditations. Maybe you do some de-hooking meditations. Steve Noble, who was on the show, has a beautiful deprogramming meditation on his channel. It's Noble, N-O-B-E-L. So that would be a recommendation I would have to clear that out. It's almost like, because other people are pulling on your personal power, I see you take a step forward to get healthy or to take care of your body, and you almost always sabotage it one way or another. And isn't that everybody's story? I mean, seriously, don't we all do that? We all do it. But you just have the challenges really coming from your personal power being given away. And that also speaks to, I don't feel victim energy with you, but I do feel a program in which you feel like you don't have control over what's happening around you. So you do have that, a little bit of that victim program inside of you. So that's something that I would work on clearing out as well, because it feels to me like you think you can't do it, but you actually can, and you're actually very powerful, and you're actually very beautiful too. I want to say that there's a grandmother coming through for you that says you're very beautiful, and I see all these rainbows, like you are, and to trust in yourself and to trust in your own beauty. So I just wanted to share that.
Awesome. Can I speak to Amy Umbel? I don't know if she's still here, but she was talking about the projects. She's got a lot going on all at once, and she feels overwhelmed with everything. And the thing that I keep feeling, Amy, is you're just not following through, obviously. We know that. But the one that I feel like you need to keep coming back to and focusing on and completing is a book. It's a book of some sort. And it's an important book, and you like are very passionate about it, and you go to it and you work on it feverishly for a bit. And then it's almost like you burn out, and then you leave it for a while and you don't go, you know, and then again, that cycle. And so what we want to do is a more focused, like, it's interesting, Lisa, that you were just talking about that person's solar plexus, because that's what I keep feeling with Amy, is she's not grounding into her solar plexus and connecting to her personal power, which is where we make our best decisions and where we take our next right action that's perfect for us. And when you do that, Amy, you'll know that when it's time to work on the book and when it's time to, you know, be in balance with it is basically what it is. So, you know, our solar plexus is all about fire energy, and fire is kind of a challenge to balance. I mean, we've had a lot of experience with fires this year in our country, you know, wildfires everywhere. And we see how quickly they can get out of control and just burn. So we don't want that. We don't want scorched earth. We don't want burnout. We want a nice balance of work and then, you know, work until it feels right to let it go and then move on to something else. It's like, it doesn't have to be finished in one sitting. And that's what it keeps feeling like. Like you feel like it has to be finished, but you burn out and then you just leave it. So, a boundary of the work, and but the book is very important, it feels like. So keep working on that. Keep working on that.
I like it.
Okay.
Sherry is saying that her aunt Elaine's passed. She's actually in our community, Sherry is, and she's on our morning pulse check this morning. And near and dear, and I just want to make sure we get to her. And I don't know if you ladies feel anything, but her Aunt Elaine just passed away, I think last week. So
Aunt Elaine. Okay. Ooh, Aunt Elaine feels like a spitfire of energy. Like as soon as my energy got into hers, it was just like zoom. Like I really wanted to go fast. So number one, I feel like she's really excited to communicate. But number two, I feel like she's like a personality. Like this, like I want to kind of clamp onto her and like figure out her life secrets. Like she's just really dynamic and really lovely. And it feels to me like there's an eternal youth about this lady that, you know, even as, you know, as she passed and that sort of thing, that she's still like spunky and like youthful. I also feel like she's the type of lady that would just like, she would tell you like if she doesn't like what you have to say to her, you know what I mean? She would tell you like if you look fat in your jeans or like that sort of thing. Actually, that one, that's not really her gig. She's like, I don't care how you look in your jeans. So I take that one back. But she is the type of lady that would just like, she'll tell you how it is because she wants you to know, because she loves you and she cares about you. It doesn't come from a place of, you know, mean heartedness. It comes from a place of, I love you. You need to know that this is how the world is. And that's the way it's going to go. So it feels to me like this aunt is just like, she's really enjoying the transition. And as a matter of fact, I feel like she's got kind of like some words for all of us. So I don't know if you ladies are picking up on this at the same time, but I'm getting like chills about it. Like, I feel like she's, because of the fact that she's come out of this fairly recently, like she's taking a look at how she felt about it when she was here physically, and then how she feels about it now that she's in the spirit world. And she's saying, look, I felt all of the fear and all of the things that you people were feeling back when I was a physical being as well. But now that she's in the spirit world, I feel like she feels like she's kind of like taken a step back. She's looking at things from a greater perspective with all of the information, with everything coming out of, you know, universal intelligence to feed her belief about this. And what she's really giving us all, honestly, like she's giving all of us this really like this hope for the future. And I want to paraphrase here, and I want to say, like, she's telling us that at times things feel really dark and they feel really bleak, but the lights are starting to shine. Like, it's as if, and she's actually drawing my attention to the stars that are the background of the video right now. And she's drawing my attention to that. And she's saying that the stars are going to continue to get brighter. The stars are going to continue to actually get bigger in the sky until the sky is actually just like this one big glowing, like, star. It's just one big light. at least this is what I'm seeing clairvoyantly. And so this aunt is giving us really, like, not just for the for her niece, but she's also giving all of us really like this hope for the future. And for me personally, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Right. But it's really like it's loving and it's uplifting what she's showing me. And as a matter of fact, she kind of like she sits back then. And I actually, this must be something that she would have done as a person, but I see her kind of like cross her leg with her foot over her knee. And it's like she just kind of like sits back and she watches it. She's not getting involved in the process. She's not like tweaking little things and changing this, making that happen. She's actually just kind of like sitting back and allowing that energy to flow over her. And then just like all of those changes come into fruition. And so it's as if all of this manifesting that we've been doing as a universal consciousness, all of us individually and together, like all of these manifestations have been doing the good. They've been doing the work. They've been changing the world for us. And that is already set in motion. That's already happening. And this aunt is just, she's really indicating to me that this is, our world is going to look very, very different for us 2, 3, and then 6 months in the future. So whatever that means, 2, 3, and 6 months in the future, whichever months those are. And she just kind of wants to give us a nod for the future and tell us, look back at where you were today during this video. Look back at where you were energetically, at what you were feeling, at what those emotions were that were boiling up within you. And then take a look at it in those different intervals. And you're going to notice that things are like worldly different, not just inside of you, outside of you as well. And it's all happening simultaneously. It's all happening for all of us, not just this lovely lady's niece. But again, she's like leaving me on this really like this energy high of like, she's just really, really excited about the future. She's really excited. I feel also, Lisa, she's drawing my attention to you. I know you said you don't want this reading to be all about you, but she's actually sharing some gratitude as well. And for bringing this together, for holding this space is really kind of what she's making me feel like. And then she's really able, it's really interesting. I don't know. It feels to me like she's actually signed up to be some form of a spirit guide for this period of time in particular. Like she's really looking forward to the beautiful stuff that's on the other side of this transition. So,
oh my gosh, Melissa, some validation. So first off, my mom just texted me and said that this is one of her favorite crystals.
Ah!
So, you know, just like what you were talking about. And then hopefully Sherry's fine with me sharing this. And but one of her messages from me very recently was that she contains all the star knowledge. So the fact that you're pointing to the stars is awesome. Oh my God. So great. Oh my gosh. Michelle, what do you got over there? Anything else you want to share today?
Well, I just want to respond to Amy if I could, because she says which book she has too. And I just wanted to say that it's the illustrated one that I fill the poll with and that feels like it needs to be finished. And I also want to add that it's important for two reasons. It's important because it's a book that's it's needed in general for people, but it's also important for you to do this. There's a story that's important for you to tell in the book. And it's also important for you to complete the project. Like that's very important for you, Amy. It feels like just for your sense of purpose, your sense of worth, your sense of your personal power. Like I said, it feels very, very much about that solar plexus. So any work that you can do on that would be great. But the illustrated one, get it done.
Is this not the funnest thing ever?
Yes.
I feel like I could do it all day, actually.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, don't worry. The meeting of the mediums will be back, you guys. And if you're not sick of getting readings yet, which I highly doubt that anyone's sick of this, we're going to be back in 45 minutes at 4 o'clock Mountain Time for our final show with Deborah Lynn Katz. Hi, she's like a celebrity in our community. Don't we all love her? She wrote You Are Psychic. She wrote Extraordinary Psychic. She is just a gift. She's also just the sweetest woman. And Suzanne Hunt, who is another just, oh my gosh. So my great grandmother, Viola Hunt, who is in the picture back there, I met Sue Hunt at a psychic fair because I was going to go try, you know how you guys do that. Haven't you guys done the circuit? Oh man, we've all done the circuit, the psychic fair circuit. And you get to that point where you're burnt out on readings. You want to go get one on your own and try somebody new and just see. And I saw Sue's last name was Hunt. And I thought, okay, this is somebody I've got to go to. And we have been dear, dear, dear friends ever since. It's been like 15 years or something. So anyway, Sue Hunt is an incredible clairvoyant, as is Deborah Lynn Katz. The three of us will be back doing readings this afternoon. I'm so glad I got that angel healing earlier with Leslie Black. Were either of you ladies on that?
I wasn't.
Oh God, you got to do it. I mean, she did light language and the whole thing. And I feel like I could rock it out of my chair right now. I have so much energy. That was incredible. So if anybody missed that, go back and watch that replay between now and 4 o'clock. Ladies, 2021 meeting of the mediums. It's got to happen like every month. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm in.
I'm in too. All right. Well, I love you guys so much. I love the two of you and I love all of you. And I will see you guys in 45 minutes for our final show of the weekend. And then you have tomorrow and Monday to catch up on the 34 presentations pre-recorded. And then it's time to dive back in. Lots of people asking about the election. Doesn't matter. You know why? Because whatever happens is for the greater good of humanity. So whoever God thinks that we need to have in that spot to awaken humanity is who's going to be there. And I do believe there is more to come with
that. Exactly. That's why Mary was here talking about that.
Yes. Right? It's not over. But I'm not quite sure. You know what I saw? And this is all I'll say. Oh, geez. All I'm going to say is the work can still be done in or out of the office. So do with that information what you will. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody have a beautiful afternoon.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Share your websites, ladies. Jeez. How do people get readings with you? I might have to go get readings with you because you just mentioned my grandpa. Okay, go on.
I'm Michelle at Michelle, or you can just go to my website, michellesnelling.com. Michelle with one L. Michelle with one L. Snelling with two. MichelleSnelling.com. Super easy.
I love you, Michelle. So I'm Melissa Devine, and you'll find me at melissadevine.net, and that's one L and two S's.
I love it.
Yeah. So you can check out my website. And then also, if you're into the van life stuff, we're Instagramming our trip. So you'll find me on Instagram at melissadevine_medium.
I'm totally, I want to do a van life now, but we have four kids, so we can't van life anything. We need like four vans.
Hey, I want to start like a psychic caravan and just have like vans and buses full of like psychics, intuitives and energy workers. And we'll just travel all over the place.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
It would. I'm down. I think we should do it. That'd be fun. We can start our own, whatever that is.
Yep. Bring the kiddos. There's kiddos out here. Bring them with.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Perfect. And Michelle does have a presentation up. You guys can find her on the presenter page, and Melissa's link to her website should be on the presenter page on the ones who are lives only. I'll better make sure that that's correct, but I do believe it is. And I love everybody. And now I'm really leaving. I'll see you in 40 minutes.
Okay. Bye-bye.